FM 90.3 WJTL, that's the Newsboys, Jingle Bell Rock. Before that, Glad in the First Light. Jason Gray, do you hear what I hear? Good morning and happy Thursday, 7/21.
Hey, good morning, friends. Happy Christmas week. It is the just officially winter as of yesterday, and winter's reminding us that it has come. Today, snow, rain, freezing rain, changing over to all rain later today, windy, high 46. Rain continues overnight. And then Friday, rain in the morning, changing to snow, temperatures dropping just into the teens by late afternoon. Windy, take care if you're out and about. It could be icy. Saturday, sunny, windy, a cold high, just 17. Christmas is high, 23, but sunny. It's 31 in Mannheim.
Our friend Jack Crowley is here. Jack is the head of Water Street Mission. Good morning again,
Jack.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
So great to have you here. I know at the end of the year, a lot of people start to think about, you know, how did 2022 go? What's the new year coming? Reflecting back, how about for you and Water Street?
Yeah.
Any reflections on how God has worked through your ministry?
Yeah, it's been a crazy year. The last few have been, haven't they?
Yes,
but
they have.
But one of the things that I love about Water Street is just the faithful presence that God has allowed us to be. And one of my favorite scriptures related to Christmas is actually John chapter 1, verse 14. The Message version of that actually says, the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood.
Beautiful.
And, that image of Jesus taking on flesh, but the moving into the neighborhood part, I love that version of it. It says he dwelt among us in other versions, but that is Water Street's story.
Yeah.
You know, 117 years ago, there was a small group of people who saw needs in their community and said, we want to be present and we want to care for those around us. We want to bring the gospel, the good news of Jesus, but we also want to come alongside them in these difficult times. And from the very beginning, starting with meals, within a couple years, they were providing shelter to young ladies who had kind of been kicked out of their families, through to the Depression, the World Wars, all the different ups and downs economically. Water Street has been a faithful presence. We've been on South Prince Street for 70 years now.
Man, that's amazing.
In that same place.
Wow.
And so that moving into the neighborhood,
yeah,
being the hands and feet of Jesus, obviously the incarnation is, we are nothing compared to that. but that's what we're called to be as Christians.
Right.
We're called to be the hands and feet. And the Water Street, our amazing staff, has lived that out. We've become flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood to walk alongside and bring hope to our struggling neighbors.
I love that. That's the Christmas story and the Water Street story. I love
Absolutely.
That. So how can our listeners come alongside and be a part of that?
Yeah, Water Street can't do what we do without the entire body of Christ. We are fully donor supported. We don't accept any government money. And so it's individuals, churches, businesses that support Water Street and help us do what we do.
Yeah.
We also need volunteers. Pre-COVID, we were seeing over 2,000 volunteers every year involved in the work that we do, everything from serving meals to helping with the facilities, sorting food that we give to the community, and walking alongside our guests.
Yeah.
So we need your help as volunteers. We need your support to keep doing what we're doing.
What's the best way? I know at the end of the year you're having your big food drive. What's the best way that folks can be a part of that?
Yeah. You can go to rescuemissionfooddrive.org and learn about all the different places you can drop off. You can bring it right to Water Street, but we have so many partners in the community with food boxes that you can drop it off at right there on rescuemissionfooddrive.org, or go to wsm.org. That's a lot easier to remember.
Yeah.
Wsm.org, and you can learn about volunteer opportunities. You can support us financially, or you can learn about the food drive there.
And while this is a great time to do the food drive, and you know, you need that, you also need folks throughout the year.
Absolutely. Yeah. Water Street is 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We're walking alongside our guests. We have anywhere from 130 to 220 people living on our campus at any time, men, women, and children. We're also serving the community through our outreach ministries, through Wonder Academy and Teen Haven, and our medical and dental clinics. There's so many things available to help those in need in our community.
Yeah, and I know that at Water Street, you know, you guys have so much going on, and in this end of the year, you want folks to get involved and get involved in you know, volunteering and giving. But like everybody else, you've had a challenge with staff too.
Absolutely. It's been the hardest in my experience. I've been there 30 years. We've never had the difficulty in hiring. And it's across the board. We know all of our friends in the business industry, hospitality industry is struggling. It's difficult. If God is moving in your heart to use you to care for others, I encourage you to check out our staffing page on Water Street on WSM.org. We have a number of open positions right now. It's tough. We have an amazing team of staff who just, they're loving and caring, and but they're stretched thin. That's the reality. We all are. People are putting in extra shifts, working longer hours, working with smaller teams to accomplish what they used to be able to do. I'm just so grateful for them. I want to give a shout out to the amazing team at Water Street. They have just the most amazing hearts and in coming alongside people who are hurting, even as they're struggling with things in their own lives.
Yeah, during this Christmas season, as you think about God becoming flesh and moving into the neighborhood, here's an opportunity for you to be those hands and feet of God, be a part of what Water Street is doing, WSM.org. Thank you so much for being here
today.
Thank
you, Fred, Annie. It's been great to be with you this morning.
We love you, Jack. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Here's Michael English coming away. This is Mary Did You Know on WJTL.